It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there. I have no clue where. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. I'm well, thank you. I am in Europe and I am suffering from the heat that we are having in Europe that is quite unusual, and that brings me immediately to our first topic, and that would be this heat wave that we are having more or less everywhere, including in our northern countries, which is highly unusual. So unfortunately, Greece has been gone through a real disaster north of the capital, a fire that resulted in at least 91 victims. Between Mati and Rafina, the places which are holiday places as well, 25 persons have not been found yet. 28 have not been identified. It is truly a drama, and people are very upset in Greece, as apparently there was a lack of coordination, bad logistic, and very little efficient help during the fire. Greece is not alone with that. Sweden has had one of the worst forest fires to these days. Helicopters were bringing lots of water. Helped actually from other countries in the European Union, because Sweden, not being used to having these kind of problems, was not perfectly organized either to react to fires of this magnitude. So by now, no barbecues, even in private gardens, are allowed. These unusual summer temperatures are watched very carefully. And I think that politically Sweden is looking into being better organized for this kind of issues in the future, for having also more helicopters on its own, and for being able to basically react faster. These fires have, I think, last for 13 days, which is for such a country a long time. And I think it is very interesting to see that this is interesting, but not, of course, not positive, to see that these heat waves are hitting not only the countries in the south of Europe anymore, any longer, like last year, Portugal, but truly also northern Europe. It definitely shows that there is a change in climate, even if this is being denied from many opponents to those theories. But listening to people living in those countries and to people having their grandparents and grandparents telling stories about how it was, there is no denial in saying that something is changing. And now, of course, one can discuss about the causes, but this is not the point right now. The point right now is that those fires are tremendous, and that they also burn houses, not only forests, and that basically kill people. This also is basically to be seen in how much water is becoming a very precious commodity, to the point that water is by now really referred to blue gold compared to oil. And some people are going that far in saying that maybe in 20 years, water will be more expensive than oil, which makes this heat waves and this very high temperature more of a topic, because basically without water, the situation everywhere in the world will dramatically change. That began already many years ago in some African countries, but it really looks like even countries that thought they were not touched by this kind of lack will be lacking water at one point. Some rivers in Europe, some lakes in Europe are at a very low level, maybe even at their lowest. There is a river, as an example, called Doubs between Pontarlier and Morteau in France that is at the moment completely dried up. Of course, it all only needs some real rain probably to get going again. But the thing is that in the next few days, there is absolutely no water, no rain announced. The temperature are about 95 degrees Fahrenheit. In some spots less, in others more. People are being also very careful with older people, as in Europe we actually do have less air conditioning than in the U.S. I know that in the U.S. it is something very common to have air conditioning. It is much less common in Europe. It is even forbidden for environmental reasons, for protection of the environment, which makes also sometimes the situation of older people or babies much more difficult. So all papers are about this at the moment, trying to give recommendation and good advice on how to go through this heat without being hurt. It won't last. Obviously, it's probably the summit of the summer over here. But still, this is becoming a recurrent situation every summer, and it's definitely something that has to be addressed in order to have as few victims as possible.
And one of the things that makes it, I mean, for many years, and you have the ability to, you spend time over here and over there, but for many years, people from here have not understood the concept of the lack of air conditioning, the lack of water pressure, the infrastructure. That, you know, it's not an automatic transposition. It's completely different. So when thinking about that, you know, it's just important that people not transpose what they, the temperature that they expect their office to be in Miami to, you know, Stockholm.
Yes, and for to take just one example, in Switzerland, air conditioning in private houses is not allowed. Only offices have the right, and I think not everywhere, but it's definitely not a private thing. If the temperature should in the future get even higher, then this is definitely going to become an issue, because on the one hand, having too much air conditioning ruin the environment and make things even more difficult. On the other hand, there is a limit in what people can go through with the heat. obviously not talking about healthy young people, but really considering children and older people. It is at the moment possible to take, some protection measures with closing shutters, with making sure that everybody has enough to drink during the day, not walking in the heat during prime time. But those are things that are only efficient to a certain point. We are going through some changes, and I assume that in the next few years, this is going to become even more of a topic. Now, not only with heat, but for example, with what we have had last winter, much too much snow to the point that it was difficult to basically open up roads, or much too much rain to the point that some villages have had to be evacuated. So they are obviously all these issues are not only related to heat like right now, but to many other environmental changes. And the one in winter are not less important or haven't less of an impact as this heat is having. As you know, also, the 1st of August over here is Labor Day, and usually it was a tradition to have fireworks for that day. Obviously, all of this has been now cancelled because the danger of fires is much too high. Things are changing. That's at least what one can safely say.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostorfer. Over there.
My pleasure.